ladies and gentlemen, Jester the Planners. Thank you for tuning in to Faith to Facts. Well, history was made 2 days ago. We now have another president. President Trump again is now in office. And I want to talk a little bit about that. I got the chance to watch the inauguration, and it was a blessing. And some of the things, I'm more interested in the actual inauguration than the parties and all those kind of things. And I began to think about this MAGA thing, they call it. It's really sweeping the nation. And I really believe that God's behind something like that, because how can it sweep over to win 7 battle states, to win the electoral vote, to win the, the popular vote? I mean, that just, with all the hassle and everything going on, and yet I believe only God could do that. Don't you agree? I mean, common sense, whether you like him or not, God has a reason for what it is, and there's a scripture for that. And it's in Daniel chapter 2, verse 21. It says this, "And he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding." And I think that's exactly what has happened here. See what I'm saying? So I want to say congratulations, President Trump, on your second tour to be the president of the United States, which you are. And it's just such a blessing of the Lord. And I want to tell everybody watching today, whether you like President Trump or not, you need to pray for him, because the Bible says, pray for your leaders that you live a peaceful and gentle, quiet life. You know, I pray that prayer every day in my devotion. So that's why, for local, state, and federal officials, that we can live a peaceful and quiet life. We don't have to agree on a lot of things, but we can agree to disagree without causing malice or trouble. You know, it's like a marriage. Sometimes I disagree with what Kathy says. Sometimes she disagrees what I say. But we don't get a divorce, and we don't walk out the house. We just agree to disagree. See what I'm saying? Just that simple. So it's a new thing, and he's calling it the golden age of America. Well, bless God, I want it to happen, and I'm believing it with him. But it can't happen without the Congress, so we have to pray for the Congress also, because we are a three-tiered government. You know, the executive branch, the legislative branch, and the judicial branch. And if we come together in the unity of the faith, and the faith was this, that this nation was founded upon Judeo-Christian ethic. So I thought I'd talk about that today, because I want things, we have to honor that. And you know, look, what has it been, 250 years? We can do better in every which way, shape, or form. Now, you know, some people are going to get mad and this and that, but that's all right, you know? You just keep on going. That then, you know, there's a lot of people in America that don't believe like I believe, but they're still Americans. And I would fight side by side with them if we went to war. You understand? Because yeah, I learned that there's no enemies in a foxhole. I've heard that said up many times by, I call veterans that did Korea and did World War II and Vietnam and all that kind of stuff. Vietnam was my era. You know, and when you understand that, I mean, that's amazing. So we need to understand, we can agree to disagree on ideology and different things. But I really love what President Trump said, that we cannot get rid of our God. And, you know, I'm going to tell you something. If we honor God in all that we do, God will bless this nation beyond human reasoning. And, you know, I kind of believe in Matthew 24, when this gospel is preached to the world for a witness, it didn't say they have to receive it. It said they have to witness it. The end shall come. So come, Lord Jesus. It would be a blessing of the Lord that this generation, you and me, could see the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. What a blessing that would be. Some people say, I don't believe that. Well, I do. Now, if he don't come in my lifetime, all I know, he's coming in someone's lifetime, because he's coming. And it's just literally that simple. So I wanted to talk about that. I guess you could title this Faith to Facts, Times Are Changing. You know, that's a song. I've always got songs in my mind and things of that nature, but times are changing. And I also pray for, you know, for President Joe Biden, because, you know, he's got some health problems. We see that. And I don't get no joy in that. And if you do, then you need to repent over that. See what I'm saying? And so we need to come together as one. The Bible said two of us agree. Two. It's nothing we can't do. So let's do that, huh? Let's do these 4 years. And the world say, man, it's great to be an American. And that's what it's all about. Remember that. God removed the kings and he set it up kings. Well, now President Trump has been set up. So here we go. We're going to honor him. We're going to pray for him and all the Congress too, Democrats too, all of them. Okay? Times are changing. See ya.